For if you are honest and morally right, then only truth will come, and those that attempt to take advantage of you, or to use you, will be exposed in their own time and at a greater consequence. Yes. There is not one that is better than the other. It is important to understand that amongst all that exist upon planet Earth, there is none which is in truth more superior or less equal. When we say this, we speak of the soul. And if you look within the soul, you will find that each soul is a particle of divinity. While on the exterior, different people might not look equal, within their souls they are indeed equal. There is none among you that is not equal, and we speak of feeling and emotion. It is important to have this understanding. All people have feelings, and feel everything as much as others, even if they seem not to. The difficulty with Earth has been not only the inequality of black people, yellow people, red people, but also of the females of all peoples. It is important to understand that you cannot set a rule. Neither a man nor a woman can set a rule, and say that this is the way that it is to be. We do not set these rules. It was done by those on Earth in order to control, to manipulate and to use others. This has not been done by the human male alone. It has been done also, in some groups, by the female. We wish you to know that a man, regardless of his background, has the feeling that a woman also has. You cannot set aside a woman and say this is a woman and a man, and say this is a man. For each is a woman and a man. This has been the greatest difficulty, as it has been with people's attitudes toward other people of other races. It is only at this time that both reach true blending, and that is why we have requested that there is work in unison between males and females. It is important to bring the ego into control, and to have the understanding that all others are equal. All humans have an equal claim. We cannot have ego and division in these next days. There must be cleansing within those that create the poison for all. There must be the understanding that if there is difficulty in your societies, it creates difficulty for the cosmos. The female gender on planet Earth has antennae of greater sensitivity to the knowledge of the internal workings of humankind. The male antennae view the surface, not always the inner reality. Irene, yes. With reference to this, a project I am working on is about female sexuality, and where we have gone in the last 30 years in terms of the way that human beings have begun to deal with, or not deal with, this corrupted area in their lives. Is there something that you can tell me that could help in this, and do you think it's important? Tom, it is important, and it is also what you call a box of Pandora. For if it is not conducted with great sensibility, it can be misconstrued. But of greatest importance is to bring out what has been removed and suppressed from womankind, the true knowledge that in the past all power came from women and now in recent years, this information and knowledge is emerging out of womankind. At times they use their ability to control male humankind. And males have reacted to that. And now it is time for the elimination of the shadow of corruption and the utilizing of women's power, to bring forth the purity of this power in its true form, concerned with creation and returning to the source. That creates a complication for you, but with sensibility and subtlety you can bring this knowledge forth, to those who will comprehend, and it will bear them fruit and release another freedom within themselves, which then also begins an acceleration in the world. This performance of sexuality has created bondage for all humankind. It is now a time of understanding and release of this bondage, without the corruptions. Irene, what has happened in modern times is that we have gone from a period of secrecy and control of the sexual act, done in the darkness, to rampant sexuality in the 1960s and 70s, to relative abstinence in the 80s. Because it seems, humankind has not chosen to acknowledge any insight into this area. Tom, that is correct, and it is important that sexuality now be understood. Understand this, the sexual plague was not created solely from mistakes in science, it was also created from the consciousness of humankind to break its habitual pattern, so it may review itself. However, as in most cases with your world, all things are overdone. Irene, it's also a story of emotions, and it's also a story of understanding those emotions. Tom, it is important to understand this, for the emotion in your bonding is the highest returning to the source. It is the connection achieved on reaching completion, the feeling of oneness with the other and unity with creation. This is the drive behind the male continuously looking for that other side of being, the female, to make this returning to creation, but because of misunderstanding and misuse it is rare that this return is truly made. Do you understand? Irene, it's brilliant. But what is the drive of the female? Tom, the drive in the female is to be giving the power to create, and only when the female is charged by male catalytic energy is the creation formed. You see, this sexuality of creating acceleration in the female is, on a subconscious level, an anger at the population of males for the bondage with which it has encapsulated the female, for in its unconscious the male knew that all came from the female. The female has now awakened to the strength of her being. This anger emerged through promiscuity, to say to the males, you will not control my most important element, instead I shall abuse it, rather than make a commitment to self-control. It is like throwing it into the face, the male had done the abusing in the past. Then within the collectivity of minds this abuse by males accelerated out of control, and the destruction of planet Earth was the logical outcome. It began an inward tendency of devouring oneself. Humankind has brought about the breakdown in sexual relations itself, to stop its limitation and corruption of sexuality, through enforced abstinence and fear. Now it is time for sexuality to be brought out in true understanding, and for humanity to return to a sane understanding of its connection with creation, and of the returning to the lighter times of coupling, to rejuvenate oneself. Irene, that is also the beginning of the acknowledgement that Earth is paradise. Tom, only on your planet Earth does this uniting come about. It is the ultimate unity. Yes. Guest, I wish to ask about a statement you made in 1988, that in the past, all power came from women. Now could you expand on this, and tell us how did this change in history, such that women have lost their power? Tom, it is not all power came from female, but all power comes from female. It was not lost, it was taken, for control. The male had recognition that this was power, and by controlling it on a level of instinct, believed they then controlled power. This is why, also, in the brutality, the clubbing of women, physical or mental, they can then attempt to destroy the power, rather than understanding that male and female, interchangeable, maybe two pillars that hold up the world. Now you also understand that there has been lashback from those of female, and it is now beginning to come back into balance. Also, what was not permitted in the male was the identification of the energy of female that exists within them, for it does as a percentage of male exists within the female. It is only when there is complete understanding of equalness, that the world then begins to evolve to its proper place. In these times, in those countries not evolved, although you may think they are evolved, when they put less emphasis or love on a female child or destroy it, or continue to permit surrounding souls of planet Earth only male vehicles for entering, then we ask how evolved are they? You see it as equal, the power is women, female, and it must be utilized by the male, and the male to be utilized in forwardness by the female. That is the partnership. Do you believe humankind will understand that? Guest, in the course of time they will. Some of humankind are beginning to understand, but it will probably take some time yet. Tom, ingrained ideas are difficult to remove, are they not? For they make worms in the brain, and they nest in there, and they make eggs and siblings in there, yes? Therefore there are people of wormy mindness, yes. All, laughter, guest. Was there any omission or error on the part of women, and the female within men, which brought about this situation, which could have been brought about otherwise, in the case of the male controlling the female? Tom, in many tribes there was understanding of this power. Therefore in the beginning equalness was accepted. Then there were those that regressed to the genetic animal state. It had not to do with what you call error. It had to do with subjugation of one over another. It also had to do with the understanding that the female of the species produced the furtherment of species, And you know that in the early times there was not the understanding that the male energy was needed to produce the furthering of species. Therefore it became an ingrained idea, in mistakenness. The Hoovids understood this, for they know that was the outcome. Guest, if we can clarify that. It became ingrained out of ignorance of the process of reproduction. Tom, not in beginning, but when there was dispersion and moving into other arenas, and not having contact, it then reverted to animalness. Guest, and there was no intuition or sense amongst females about the reproductive process either? Tom, they knew where it came from, but would they say to their chieftain? There was that knowledge. Guest, was that knowledge suppressed? Therefore? Tom, that is correct. They were also impressed, subjugated with the idea that they had no value, except for aiding the productiveness of males. Do you understand how many souls were evacuated because of being a female, and attempted to recycle over and over? Guest, no. I didn't understand that was a major phenomenon. Tom, it is still a major phenomenon, is it not? John, in China? Tom, yes. Also in the Seven Gods nation. Guest, which nation is that? Tom, India. Then some discussions were had on the role of youth, John. Do you have a message for the aware young people of today, who are now growing into adulthood? Tom, you are now completing the functions and lessons of children and have begun the identification of who you are. We would wish you to know this, you are not your personality, you are truly the essence of the whole universe. Therefore we make a request for the future, that you take upon yourself total and complete responsibility for yourself, the planet Earth and the cosmos. When you were children, you played a game of children. Now you have entered the world of realness. This means that you know who you are, and you will not tarnish it by permitting yourself the games of children. You have entered a new phase. You have stepped through the threshold at the time of the beginning of releasing the bottleneck on planet Earth. You have begun to enter into the chambers of the initiate. You have begun to identify your source, and if you truly think upon it, you know you can move a mountain, elevate planet Earth and remove yourself from being stuck in yourself. Know always you are loved, and walking the knowledge of that love and who you are. Work in cohesiveness and love with each other, as we do with you. We have said in the past, you only need to ask. So drop the pride of children. And ask what you wish with sincerity and joy, and remove the personality that says, we must sacrifice. The sacrifices of the past no longer exist. It is not needed. We do not wish it. We only wish joy for you and the Earth. We are with you in the releasing of Earth from bondage. Now at this moment release yourself also. Release yourself now completely, totally, accept who you are and go forward with joy. We thank you, we are in great joy and we love you. You are the manifestation of us upon earth, hold that in the center of your being and represent us as we represent you. We give you love, we bring to you peace. We are always with you. D, I'd like to ask about reaching out to youth, how it would best be done, individually, in small groups, in large groups, teaching, play? Tom, what is important is trust. And also to not underestimate their ability for understanding. On this planet at this time are souls who are now young who have come to bring planet Earth into the future that in truth is a glorious future for all creation. They have come in trust, but there are some who are in great confusion, for they feel insecure. What is important is to place them in situations of security, trust, and love for the next few years. Not to place them in situations of jeopardy, and for males who feel jeopardy is a part of their growing up process, you must appreciate that jeopardy in this time is real jeopardy. The whole world is in question. Their world. There are energies that are not the best. We do not mean that a child must be pampered. We mean that good reasoning, understanding and explanation be given to your youth, for they understand more than you know. Also they know you better than you know yourself. They also know that they have boundaries, for they have come from a vast universe, and they need a boundary in your physical world, for that boundary creates their safety, and as they expand within themselves, the boundary then expands. But they must be in a spiral, in other words a boundary that helps them to go upward, growing outwards. What is needed most is understanding in the parents. The youth of today come with a code of knowledge that has never existed before upon planet Earth, and what is needed is for the parents to understand that all the books that are written cannot help these special youth, it must come from the heart. And the guilt of the parent also comes forth, because parents are not sure that they can carry forth this obligation that these youth have brought to them. Know this, they would not have chosen you if they did not believe you could carry things through, so you can. John, we are discussing our concern that so many young people, boys, want to play with toy weapons, fighting and contending with each other. This seems to be almost a necessity amongst boys because of peer group pressure, however much we might not want to give them toy weapons. How can we deal with this situation, and is this creating a problem for them in the future? Tom, it creates a great difficulty in future. There is on your planet Earth the illusion that if they are permitted to play out that aggression by attacking each other, then it removes aggression. That is not true, it creates more. You are the guardians of your youth, you must speak. Create ways and means through motion and exercise, and in creating games that have two aims, competitive with others and competitive with self. Create new ways and new means, and involve humankind's youth, and organize parents against weaponry. When you force those who create weaponry to not create business through it, another means will be found. You must understand the energies that are created with weaponry. Yes. You may be forced by the group pressure of youth to give in. John, forced by peer pressure to give in. Yes, that's what happened with us. Tom, what is important is the organization of small groups of parents against weaponry. Make your children proud that they do not need it, that they have other means of expression. Each of you has returned to this planet at this time for the betterment of planet Earth. Utilize who you are, in your returning know that you have access to all knowledge. Do not limit yourself in what you can attain. Yes. Miki, we are discussing relationships this morning, about each person being ultimately responsible for their experience, and about the possibility of one person being a victim of the other. Could you comment on that? Tom, there is in your world a limited understanding of the overall view. It is possible for both people to be victims. Yes. Miki, so, that means that one is not ultimately responsible for one's own experience? Tom, not in all issues. There are situations in which one is drawn into a pattern of another. Sometimes it is possible to clear this pattern, through working with each other's growth. Sometimes it is not possible, because the other is not able to become clear at that time. Each soul has to develop in its own way through learning and evolution. There are times when there is absolute victimization by others, as it is possible also for one to create victimization. John, yes. Is it true that, once you realize you are in somebody else's energy, that you then do regain your responsibility, because you then have the awareness, choice and ability to remove yourself? Tom, not always. If you are in someone else's blueprint, and their energy touches you on the periphery, it is easier to extricate yourself. But take an octopus, if it wraps its tentacles around you then you have a greater struggle to remove yourself, or to stop being eaten up. Recognizing the problem does not help at that point, for it is too late, too big. Miki, so is there any solution to it, not to be victimized? Tom, in your planetary evolution there are stages as well as blueprints of life. We will take a tribe that you might call barbaric. In their state they victimize and are victimized because they live in a small framework. They do not understand the wider reality. It is only by experience and education that they extend and expand beyond it. The more aware you become, the less tendency you have to fall into the arms of an octopus. In other words, don't take on anything or anyone you know you do not have the strength to pull away from, or it has less significance because your ego is not so caught up in it, in the octopus arms of yourself or another. Miki, it also seems that people who are very sensitive, psychically receptive, or open to others, or other energies, are more vulnerable than others. Is there any advice to such people, for them to be protected? Tom, yes. Upon waking each morning, ask for a protection of light surrounding you, but keep maintaining balance, and constantly check on your reactions within. Whose reality you exist within? Can you be involved physically with other beings and not hurt them? Remember that you must have compassion, you must have harmony, you must have understanding, but at all times you must detach from the work. We will go one step beyond and explain if you wish. In your physical world, in your physical desires and your emotional exchanges, can you and your souls and hearts become involved in a physical relationship, when you are involved in the work of consciousness? And if that person you are involved with is also involved in the work, can you in honesty say that when you go into the work you will be completely separate and objective, when you meet a conflict of priority between the work and your relationship? And can you be firm in your analysis of the situation? Can you say no, in this matter I believe you are incorrect, or will that physical relationship create a problem? Will you bend towards one side or another because of your physical relationship? Can you explain to your partner that, when you enter the portals of our world, that you must then be cut off from that physical being and act with detachment, completely objective and honest? You do not need to answer these questions to us, but to yourself. Guest, if one could not detach, leave that kind of relationship behind when necessary, does that mean it would contaminate our inner work with your world? Is that what the end result is? Tom, it would contaminate the work, but not the relationship with us. Remember, in your physical world, people around you do not always understand who you are, and perhaps may never truly know who you are, but at times, in their own way, without meaning to, they will try to control you. And remember, because they might be in the world, this is their priority, so they may create problems for you. Do you understand fully? Guest, I think I do. Tom, we must have complete clarification. You must not say you know, and later not know. Guest, well, if I could paraphrase it, the work is to be detached from any other relationship we have outside of that work. Tom, that is not 100%. I will give you an analogy. We will put you in a situation, you have a business together, and the business is separated from your household. One evening you spend the time together, and you are very loving, very close and in complete balance and harmony in your physical life. In your morning time the two of you go to your business. When you enter that business, can you then detach from your partnership relationship? If your mate does something wrong in that business, or if your mate is not completely detached, or if someone comes into that business, and your mate does not handle the situation as it should be handled, on whose side do you go? Do you go on your customer's side or on your mate's side? Can you detach? Can your mate understand that in your correcting the mate, it was for the business and it was not personal? They say I am not making myself clear to you. Guest, I think we understand that very well, yes. Tom, can you not manipulate your mate, and can your mate not manipulate you? That is what we are trying to say. To the detriment of the work or your business. This is what you have to deal with. Can you stand firm and say you are wrong? Or will you weaken? Do you see? Guest, total objectivity and total honesty in these situations. Tom, will it then create a problem in your evening? Guest, laughing, yes, it will. So you can get into this unless your mate is carefully chosen beforehand. Tom, will your mate try to then run your business? All areas you must investigate. Will your mate truly know better than you, or will your mate think that they know better than you? Guest, well, can you comment on whether there is any purpose or validity to the institution of marriage on this planet at this time, during this period? Tom, you speak of a marriage that is a legal contract according to the terms of the nation of your existence? A oneness is a oneness. If it is an identifiable structure to bring forth to those in your vicinity, to show to them that there is solidarity and oneness, marriage has value. However, many pairs of people are one, without a legal contract, and at this time they tend to be more at one in their hearts than those who are bound by contract. Guest 2. My wife is now going to separate from me. How can I make her going away easier, for us both, and especially what can I do to let the least harm come to our children? Tom, remove all past emotion as much as is feasible within you. Approach all from the center of your heart. Be in gentleness, be in confidence with yourself, but be in loving kindness and sincerity. In every world, when there is separation from one who has been close, there is also great pain to many. For your children, always be in truth, in readiness to share yourself, to accept responsibility for them. Be a strength to them, but always in truth. Listen within and follow that. If you wish, call for help. Humankind was not meant to be alone. Humankind has come to learn to merge the male and the female, the positive and the negative, the yang and yin, and then it becomes one. We have difficulty understanding your nature. We are being educated by others in the ways of you beings. It is very difficult for us to understand your physical nature. We understand your emotional and your intellectual nature, but it is very difficult for us to understand your physical ways. We are aware of the problems that you are having on the planet Earth with the sexuality of the physical. We cannot remove this. This people must remove from themselves, or refine it. Andrew, yes, I guess we'll all have to work at it and do the best we can. Is there anyone who does understand the physical of humans, since it was designed and created by an intelligence? Tom, are you referring to one of us? Andrew, yes, somewhere in your consortium there must be those who understand it. Tom, there are those amongst us that understand. I do not understand that emotion, so I will relate it in the manner that has been given to me. In regard to your physical bodies, the sexual desires you have, and we are speaking now in terms of your physical reproductive areas. These are similar to a safety valve. When you become involved in awakening, and this type of work of service, this is activated to a degree. If the being is not able to raise the vibration, it becomes like a furnace that is stoked, and the furnace must have a safety valve. The refined way of doing this would be to raise the energy level, or to work off steam in your way. Within all of you there is a pipeline, and if the energy level is not funneled upward so the steam can be released properly, it then becomes a hot burning furnace. The only release then is sexuality. I do not understand the emotion, it does not make sense to me. Andrew, the emotion is a kind of feedback loop, if there is heat it wants more heat. Tom, as they are explaining to me, there is nothing wrong with this emotion, but if you let off too much steam, then it dissipates the energy of that furnace, and it no longer supplies and functions as it should. This is the problem in your physical world. There is too much involvement in the releasing of energy, rather than refining energy. It is important for this refining to take place, but they were telling me if you eat too much you will get sick. I understand not. Andrew, yes, if we eat too much we get what is called indigestion. We cannot handle the load, and I take it this refers analogically to this physical desire. Tom, this is true. If you eat too much, you dissipate energy gained from eating. If you act too much you dissipate the energy of action. Energy is important, it must not be dissipated and thrown into the ether, it must be channeled properly. We also would like you to know that there is nothing wrong with your physical relationships. It is when they become the central issue of your being that the energy is dissipated. Charles, masturbation. Is it a normal form of behavior, or shouldn't it be at all? Tom, it is in your world of physicalness, because of the desire and genetic factors within the human body, that has been generated down through generations. We have no objection to masturbation, for it was a form of masturbation that seeded the earth. But it spills what is of great importance to us. We do not object to the youth, if it releases them of pressure within their physicalness, but in older people, and those who work in service with us, it can be a wastage of energies, which may be utilized otherwise. When it is not utilized, inequality or blending of etheric with one of the other gender, it is not in its best essence. But if it would bring to you the releasing of pressure, then we have not objection. Yes. Miki, I know we are not supposed to kill. But when a female is receiving a baby which she does not want to receive, till which month after conception is she allowed to terminate the small one's gestation? Tom, We wish for you to know that there will be no extinguishing of a life that has a right to live. That is governed by the universe. When we say a right to live, we mean a soul that chose to come back to serve, or choose to come for the lesson that it needs.